Harper Business and Harper Audio present Build, an unorthodox guide to making things worth making by Tony Fadell. Read by Roger Wayne. And now, a quick word from the author.
Hi there, this is Tony, and I guarantee you, you do not want to hear this voice read an entire book. But please know that I mean every word you'll hear next. I wanted to mention a few things before I let Roger get started. First, you should know that every chapter you'll hear begins with a quick summary. Another thing you'll be hearing a lot is the phrase, see also. In the ebook, those see alsos are cross-references that link to other chapters. In the hardcover, they're pretty easy to flip to. In this audiobook, I realize it's a little trickier. But it's also important. Nothing exists in a vacuum, so many of the lessons I've learned are also built on other ideas, other ways of thinking. Thank you for buying Build, and thanks for listening. I truly, deeply appreciate it. I hope this book helps you in some way, and I hope I'll get to see what you build next.
A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/build, or tonyfadell.com. It contains diagrams, images, a reading list, and some special bonus materials, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To Nana, Gramps, Mom, and Dad, my first mentors. Introduction. Many of my experienced, trusted mentors have died. I looked around a few years ago, and the wise, mostly patient souls who I had peppered with a million questions, who dealt with my late-night phone calls, who helped me start companies and build products and run board meetings, or just be a better person, they were gone. Some much too early. Now, I was the one getting peppered with questions. The same questions I had asked over and over. Questions about startups, sure, but also more basic stuff. Whether to quit a job or not. What career move should I make? How to know if my ideas are any good? How to think about design? How to deal with failure? When and how to start a business? And weirdly, I had answers. I had advice. I learned it from amazing mentors and the incredible teams I've worked with over 30 years. I learned it at many tiny startups and giant companies, building products that hundreds of millions of people use every day. So now, if you call me at midnight, panicked, asking how to keep a company's culture intact while it's growing, or how not to screw up marketing, I can give you some insights, some tricks and tips, even some rules. But I won't. Please don't call me at midnight. I've learned the value of a good night's sleep. Just listen to this book. It contains much of the advice I give out daily to new grads and CEOs, to execs and interns, to everyone trying to claw their way through the business world and build their career. This advice is unorthodox because it's old school. The religion of Silicon Valley is reinvention, disruption, blowing up old ways of thinking and proposing new ones. But certain things you can't blow up. Human nature doesn't change, regardless of what you're building, where you live, how old you are, how wealthy or not. And over the last 30-plus years, I've seen what humans need to reach their potential, to disrupt what needs disrupting, to forge their own unorthodox path. So I'm here to write about a leadership style that I've seen win time and time again, about how my mentors and Steve Jobs did it, about how I do it, about being a troublemaker, a shit stirrer. This isn't the only way to make something worth making, but it's my way. And it's not for everyone. I'm not going to be preaching progressive, modern organizational theory. I'm not going to tell you to work 2 days a week and retire early. The world is full of mediocre...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?